Today's reading is from Exodus 17, 1-7. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, travelling from place to place, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarrelled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children of livestock die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people, take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock of Horeb. Strike at the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled, and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" This is the word of the Lord.
Well, it is a wonderful thing to be back, and the most exciting thing for me is to see some faces I don't recognise, which means you've joined since I went on maternity leave, and let's praise God for that. Well, this is our all-age worship talk. I don't believe in dumbing down theology just because it's all-age worship. I just got to do it in 5 minutes. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness and for your promise in this story. Would you help it speak to each one of us, wherever we've come from this morning, and may we go out with that river of life inside of us. Amen. So I wonder where you are this morning. If you put yourself in the desert with the Israelites, where are you? Have you perhaps come back from a wonderful summer? Have you been camping by those previous waters that were working quite well? Have you been to a Christian festival and you feel full of God? Are you a bit more deserty? Are you in a place where there's nothing but flipping, great big, large rocks? Well, this talk didn't go the way I thought it was going to when I was praying about it last night. But actually, it's got me really excited. Because what it's taught me while I've been studying it is, and this is not to denigrate anyone's situation at all, but I think there is a special place for those in tough situations this morning. And that's what this story teaches us. Because do rocks give water naturally? I don't want any geologists here telling me, yes, it comes through rocks and that's where it comes from. I mean, like a large, massive, big black rock in the middle of the desert. Does water come from it naturally? No. So that water comes from it supernaturally. And God's heart is with those who are in those troubled times, as we learn from Jesus' words later on. Blessed are those who are in a tough situation, because the Lord is with you. So what rocks are in your way this morning? Are you thinking about going back to school? Are you thinking about going to school for the first time? Have you got some rock that no one else knows about, but it's weighing on you like one this morning? Well, I've got great news for you, because Moses was only copying from the best when he smashed open that rock and got the water. He was copying the ultimate rock smasher, and that person is Jesus, because he broke through that tomb. And that same spirit lives in you and lives in me this morning. But we need to find him in these situations. We need to remember what he's done, and we need to praise him, and we need to keep searching for him. That's the difference, and I'm going to illustrate that in a minute. But what did Moses use to smash open that rock? God called him to use the staff. And what did he use the staff for in a few stories back? He'd used it in Egypt to show the supernatural power of God. So that's our first thing. Remember, Call back to mind what God has done, the days you first met him, the brilliant feeling that you felt, the way that he brought you through that situation, the way he provided us in Zoe's story this morning. Take up what the Lord has done to remember. But then, you've got to keep seeking him. You've got to be active about it. And I thought our children could help us out with this one. And it does involve sweets. And it took me a very long time to find a sweet that wasn't too rustly, but was wrapped, so I didn't get sued by health and safety. So we've gone for this. Now I'm going to split you into three groups. If you are at primary school age or younger, you get two hands and you get to seek. So when I throw the sweets, you get to put your hands up and you get to seek any that have fallen on the floor. If you are in high school, so you're a member of Connect Youth or you're up to 19, you don't get to seek, but you do get to put two hands up and see if you can reach. If you're over the age of 19, you have to sit on your hands. Sorry, I'm mean. So let's all get into those positions. Children, are you ready? Two hands up. Young people, two hands up. And children, you can run when I miss. I did fail netball at school, so just watch out for this one. Okay, I'm going to go for this side. Duck, Ralph. I should have gone for softer and rat, shouldn't I? Okay, last three, gonna do it down here. Hands up if you've got some sweets. Unsurprisingly, we are finding that the seekers after the sweets got some sweets. Did any teenagers just from having their hands up but not moving get them? Well done, Lily May. Adults, did any just fall in your lap by the grace of God? Christine, you are blessed. The Griffin family, you are blessed. Oh, well done. But children, you may now, you've got 1 minute to eat your sweets quietly. The point of that was, there's a good maxim that goes around, isn't there? Some of the things you need in your life will come to you. The things that you want, you've got to go out and seek for. And I don't think that's necessarily true with God's provision, but I do think it's true of this point. Persevere. Seek, seek, seek. Lift up your hands to a holy God. Reach up, because he is there to be found. Keep on reaching until you find that moment. Because did you notice this amazing verse? And with this, I'm going to finish. I hadn't even noticed this when I read it the first time. God says, I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. That's really rare, church. Did you know that? Before, God turns up in a burning bush, and later, Moses asks to see God, and he only gets to see the back of him. And yet, with no problem whatsoever, it's written right there in the Bible, God's just like, I will stand in front of you. And so that is the good news for today. If you are in the middle of one of those rock-breaking situations, or you're going into one as term starts, this is where God is. He is there in the midst of that suffering, in the midst of the suffering and the persevering. When you find him, you're going to see him, and it's going to be amazing. And after that, do you think Moses had any doubt that supernatural water was going to come from that rock? He just met the flipping Lord God in front of him. He hasn't had any doubt after that. So what we're going to do to close is this is going to be, I wouldn't say it was so much as a song. It's two lines. It's repeated. It's about 4 minutes on a video. And it's a song about where God is. And the answer to that is all around. And the song goes, or the lines go, this is how I fight my battles. When I'm surrounded by you. And we're going to use this as a reflection. but also for you to reach up to God. You may want to do that actually literally with your hands. Well, stay seated, but reach out to him in whatever way. Doesn't matter about the children's noise. Much of my life at the moment is, how do I juggle this praising God thing with two children? Keep praying and pressing in to God to find that supernatural water in the situation. And so after this song, we'll go straight into one more that Jez will lead us in. But watch and listen and let those words sink deep, that he, in the midst of any situation, surrounds you. Thank you, Henry James.